Well, today, April 7th, is the feast day of the founder of the Christian Brothers Order, and it's St. John Baptist de la Salle. It's worth a few moments to look into his life and spirituality. He's one of those great French saints. God raised up so many incredible saints from France who such beautiful spirituality. We think of people like St. Louis, Marie de Montfort, or St. John Vianney, Peter Julian Aimard, St. Bernadette. So many saints have come from France. And St. John the Baptist de La Salle was born in Reims in the year 1651. And he was from a very wealthy family, a very powerful and noble family of his time. And his parents encouraged him to study for the priesthood so that he could become a church official, probably a canon or a bishop. That's their designs they had for him. But of course, God had other designs. So at the age of 11, he went off to study for the priesthood. He was incredibly talented, very well-liked, very intelligent. His family had lots of resources, lots of money. And so they thought they had a great future for him in the ecclesiastical hierarchy. Well, he was ordained a priest in the year 1678 at the age of 27, and he himself expected to live a comfortable life. He became a canon of the cathedral, but pretty soon God brought some people into his life that he needed to help. There were many poor children, poor boys in particular, that were not getting educated. They were on the streets, and through the help of a layman, this layman was able to convince St. John Baptist de La Salle to help establish schools for the poor, and especially for the poor boys. And so he reluctantly helped this layman start one school, then a second, then a third, and these were free schools. This was very rare in those days to have these Catholic schools as free schools. And it was very challenging, of course, very difficult work, but the order gradually continued to grow and became known as the Brothers of the Christian Schools. Other men helped him, became teachers, and he would then help establish these schools throughout France. And in the meantime, he would write books on education because he was so disgusted by the way that many teachers were teaching in those days, with cruelty and brutality, and many of the teachers could not read or write themselves, would spend the nights in the taverns drinking. And St. John the Baptist said, no, we want teachers that are knowledgeable, that are virtuous, that are holy, that will teach the children how to become saints, that will teach the children to become good Catholics, good Christians, as well as teaching them mathematics, the languages, the arts, and trades as well. And so he was able to have daily mass at his Catholic schools, and then to make sure that the prayers were said in school, as well as lessons from the catechism. But he spent a great deal of time teaching the teachers, training the teachers to be virtuous and enlightened so that they could pass this on to the children. And one of the very novel ideas was to actually teach the children in their own language, in French, rather than teach them in Latin. Even though Latin is the official language of the church, the children learned much better to have the classes in their own native language. He also made sure the teachers were well-educated themselves. And because of his reform in education, there were many challenges, much opposition from other religious orders and as well as other secular groups that were trying to shut him down. But through God's grace, he did persevere despite these challenges. And he continued this work until his death at the age of about 70 years of age in the year 1719, died of asthma and rheumatism. He was canonized by Leo XIII in the year 1900, and Pope Pius XII declared him the patron saint of all school teachers. And this was in 1950. So today the Christian Brothers are throughout the world and continuing to teach, especially with the methods of St. John Baptist de La Salle, to teach with the truths of the Catholic faith, as well as to teach a virtue, as well as the sciences and the other subjects that the children have to know. I'll just end with a quotation I found once when he was giving a talk to the teachers. This is what he said to them: "Therefore, you should not doubt that you have been given the same kind of grace to teach these children, to instruct them in the gospel, and to form them in religion. In your teaching, the children in your charge must see by the way you teach that you are true ministers of God, full of true charity and sincere in carrying out your task. Let your students be moved by your untiring care for them and feel as though God were encouraging them through you, because you perform your duties as ambassadors of Christ."